Yes, they were able to pick him up yesterday. They weren't sure they were going to be able to because the forecast wasn't great, but they did get a big enough window, and the pilot tells me it was actually really smooth once he got up to base camp yesterday.
Well, I guess that's all good to hear, and he looked back happy last night on some of the TV channels. Who is this guy, Lonnie Dupree? I mean, he's a name now a lot of people are familiar with because it's been year after year for him, but who is he exactly?
Well, Lonnie Dupree, he's done a number of expeditions in the Arctic and in various mountain ranges over the last 25 years or so. He's actually climbed Denali before, just not under these circumstances. So he's pretty well acquainted with cold weather environments.
As you've been talking to some of the veteran folks around Denali, some of these veteran climbers and pilots and everybody, is this expedition that he's been on a pretty big deal as far as history of exploring that mountain goes?
Well, he did take a very well-known route, but the trick is he's the first to do it by himself in January. And the veteran climbers that I talked to say that what's significant about doing it in January is how short the days are. You know, someone going even just a few weeks later in the year is going to have a couple of more hours of light every day to work with. And so that I think is the most significant thing as far as, you know, an achievement compared to doing it at any other time of the year, basically.
And did he have anything to say so far about what made the difference for him this year as opposed to his previous attempts?
The thing that's turned him back in the past has always been the weather turning on him. And he got pinned down for a few days at one point, but I think overall he had better weather than the previous attempts, and it was just as simple as that.
Well, it was certainly fun to follow along. Philip Manning reports for KTNA and Talkeetna. Philip, thanks so much for the update.
No problem.